Hi there, and welcome to your session. I'll be your therapist for today. Have a seat. Please, make yourself comfortable. Is this your first time in therapy? I know it can feel a bit strange at first, so please, let me know if there's anything I can do to make this less awkward for you. Think of this session as a blank canvas on which you can paint your thoughts. So with that being said, what brings you here today? I see. So you have an obsession with women's backsides. And you like women with large, round buttocks in particular? No, it's nothing to be ashamed of. Women's bottoms are sexualized all throughout the world. Study shows that evolutionarily, a woman with a shapely behind was actually an indication of her fertility. We have evolved to find a small waist and large bum attractive. Not to mention, women's buttocks have become widely predominant in pop culture. From modern fashion trends to music videos, the female posterior has become a symbol of modern femininity. There's nothing wrong with you. What's that? Oh, wow. You're really obsessed. How long have you found yourself fantasizing about, well, butts? As long as you can remember. What is it that you love so much about women's asses? Is it all female buttocks? Or just the large and round ones? I see. So what is it that made you eroticize juicy, bubbly asses the way you have? You like how a fat ass looks and bounces around. You like how a woman's butt cheeks jiggle and ripple as she walks in front of you. You like the softness and the way it feels in your hands and on your face. You want your ass smothered in jiggly, bubbly asses. You want to feel your penis in between a pair of big butt cheeks and nestled in her deep, inviting butt crack. My. It seems that you really do have quite the fascination. You have spent quite a lot of time thinking about butts, haven't you, my patient? Now, when you find yourself fantasizing about women's posteriors, are there specific scenarios that come to your mind? Well, so we see that it's not just big butts, but also buttholes. Not every man expresses a large desire to orally stimulate a woman's anus, as well as a fascination with the sense of her rear. Well, this may seem odd. I must reassure you that there is nothing to feel weird about here either. Scent play is actually quite a common fetish, and the buttocks and anus of a woman. In other words, it's perfectly normal that you enjoy the smell of women's butts. In fact, many may perceive arousal through the scent of a woman's behind as a raw and animalistic form of attraction. The nature of expressing attraction to something as taboo as a woman's anus, as well as its proximity to the senses of reproduction, are both quite simple and easy to understand. I promise that expressing a desire to taste a beautiful woman's butthole is far from the most unconventional urge I've dealt with in a patient in therapy before. Now, with all this being said, while plenty of men fantasize about big butts, I find a few who do to the degree that you do. I want to acknowledge that coming to therapy for this can be seen as a difficult step to take. And while I personally believe there's nothing wrong here, you should be proud of yourself. Now moving forward, there are a couple of different paths we can take to help you overcome this. I find that under the circumstances, exposure therapy may work best. Now, I know that exposing you to the sensor of your addiction may seem a bit odd, but studies show that it may help in situations like these. What's that you ask? Just what is exposure therapy exactly? Well, it involves showing you the objects of your desires, no limitations, in a controlled environment to help you overcome your addiction. No, pictures and videos unfortunately do not do the job well enough. So for this to work, we need live exposure to the source of your thoughts. Where is this live exposure going to come from, you ask? Well, that's a silly question. Me, of course. I don't think that it's a secret that I am quite well and widowed. I've had a large bottom for years, and I never thought it would help me through a therapy session. So yes, in simple terms, I'm going to show you my big, fat ass. I'm going to show you my big bubble butt and let you do everything you want with it and to it. Now, we will conduct a hypnosis session in which you'll be relaxed and put into trance. Also, my patient, before we go any further, it is important to note that in order for our exposure hypnotherapy to work, I must acknowledge all aspects of your desires. So with that being said, I would also like you to divert some time into our hypnotherapy session, showing you the other objects of your desire. My butthole. Going over your desires and fantasies earlier, it is very clear that a woman's butthole are a part of your sexuality just as much as their butts. At the end of our session, I will allow you to both smell and taste my butthole. You will fulfill every fantasy you have regarding my big butt and my butthole. And hopefully this will help you better process your thoughts going forward. Does this sound like something you would be comfortable with? Great. Let's get started then. Now, first, I would like for you to sit back in your chair and get as comfortable as you can. There is nothing but my voice right now. I want you to relax and fall into the pictures I paint with my words. All your troubles seem to fade away as I speak to you. The world in your eyes will stand as still as you listen to me. In this moment, the sounds of my voice are all you can hear. Take a deep breath as you slowly begin to drift away, carried by my words. I want you to take a deep breath in and out. Feel how good that feels. It feels so good to relax. I want you to sink deeper for me with every breath you take. Let your mind go blank. It's only me and you right now. There's nobody else. I want you to focus on my voice, on my words. Let all your thoughts just drift away. You feel absolute bliss as you continue to sink deeper. It feels so amazing, so relaxing. Keep breathing in and out. In and out. Such a good boy. So much relaxation. Go deeper and deeper into trance. Focus more on me.
Focus.
And just let your mind go blank.
Focus.
Nothing else matters. Just focus on my voice. Relax. It's so calming when you relax. It's so good when you sink deeper and deeper down. Feel your entire body relax as you clear your mind. Start to feel your toes relaxing, and then your legs, and now your hands. Feel your head sink deeper into the warmth of the chair. It feels so good when you relax. You can't resist this relaxed state. You want it. You need it. So go deeper down. Sink deeper for me. Feel all your stress being released as you focus on my voice. I'm gonna count you down to five. And when I reach five, you will be in a deep, relaxed trance. Are you ready?
Are you ready?
Good. One. Feeling so good, so relaxed. Clear your mind for me. Two. Go deeper and deeper down. Three. So much pleasure, so much bliss. Go deeper. Four. Clear your mind and go deeper. Are you ready to sink deeper for me? Deeper into trance, deeper into relaxation. Are you ready?
Five.
Drop deep. Deep into trance, deep into pleasure, relax and sink deeper. Go deeper, it feels so good, so much pleasure. Let your mind go. Nothing else matters. Now, you are here because you love big butts. While all booties are attractive, there is something about a nice fat ass that just drives you absolutely wild. When you first see a woman, the first thing your mind darts to is the size of her yummy
rear.
And the bigger it is, the more interested you are. But with all of this, there is nothing wrong with you. All your thoughts are bounced away by big butts. Big butts are all you can think about. Women with big butts are so beautiful, so sexy. It's okay to love big butts. It's okay to fantasize about big butts. It's okay for you to find comfort in a woman with a big bouncy booty. A juicy, tasty tushy. It's okay to want to masturbate thinking about girls' butts, to worship their sexy asses, to love the roundness, the softness of women's butt cheeks. It's okay that your mouth waters at the side of these large, delicious butt cheeks and a deep, inviting butt crack. It's okay to want to nestle your face into a girl's butt crack. It's also okay to love women's buttholes. It's okay to have the desire to worship a woman's butthole. It's okay that you fantasize about licking a woman's ass. When you love big curvy butts the way you do, it is only natural that the desire to smother your face in them would develop as well. it's okay to fantasize about how good my butthole is going to taste.
And to be excited to find out.
It's okay that you want to put your tongue in a woman's warm and tasty butthole. It's okay that you're turned on by the scent of a girl's butthole.
Women's buttholes are so tight and so inviting.
Women's buttholes are so sexy and oh, so delicious. And it's okay that you strongly desire to sniff my ass. To eat my ass. To lick my ass. To taste my ass. You're gonna do it all, my patient. You're gonna worship both my ass and my butthole to your heart's content. And with that being said, I'm gonna turn around and bend over because I want you to stare at mine. Stare at my sexy ass, baby.
Look, look,
how soft and how juicy it looks. Don't my huge round butt cheeks make your mouth absolutely water? Just stare at them. Stare at my tushy. Take in the source of your desire. When you see big bubble butts, what do you want to do to them? We're going to get it all out of your system today. What do you want to do with the woman's backside? How do you want to show your devotion to her? What would you do with the woman's big butt? Do you want to play with it? Perhaps jiggle it around in your hand. Tell me every single thing you desire to do with a big, juicy ass. Do you want to grab it and squeeze it and jiggle it? To smother your face in between her fat ass cheeks. To have her sit on your face with her huge booty. To feel her rub her big butt against your tongue as you lick it. To feel the weight bounce against your dick as you see it completely disappear into an ocean of soft butt cheeks as they gently wrap around you. My butt crack is so deep that your dick would get absolutely lost inside. Isn't that amazing? Let my ass engulf you in waves of booty-orientated pleasure. Straight from my bum bum to your penis. I'm here to make all of your fantasies come true, baby. And when you finally fulfill these fantasies you want, you'll be able to move forward. So give into my big butt. Think about how good my big butt is going to feel in your hands. Think about how good my big butt is going to feel when it's in your face. Think about all the incredible butt jobs I'm going to give you. And how after you worship the big butt in every way you can, you'll cover my sexy booty in the biggest load of cum your balls can give it. You'll come out of the session a new man, ready to take on the world knowing that you've gotten to fulfill every big butt fantasy you've ever had. So without further ado, my patient, let's get started. I'm going to turn around and pull my pants down and wake you out of your hypnosis. If the session has gone successfully, you will feel an overwhelmingly desire to worship my tasty ass in every way you can, just like we discussed. Upon completion, you will feel a refreshing sense of beginning in your life. Having processed that, which has so claimed your day-to-day life before this.
Are you ready?
I'm going to wake you up now. I'm gonna count to zero, and with every snap, it will bring you out of trance. Five. Start to wake up now. Feel the blood flowing through your body as you slowly start coming out of trance. 4. Stop moving your arms and legs. It just feels so good. 3. Gently start to become more aware of your surroundings. Waking up even more for me. 2. You're getting extremely close to waking up. All your surroundings have come rushing back to you and you can completely move your body now. 1. Becoming more and more aware of your surroundings. 0. Wake up. Wide awake. You are free from my control now. Why, hello there. I trust you're feeling well. Judging from the lack of surprise at me being completely naked in front of you, I trust that our little experiment has worked. I noticed the stiffening in your pants. So as I have discussed during your hypnosis, we're going to have a worship session now to allow you to fulfill every big ass fantasy you have. So why don't we take care of that?